And with us today on Cranford Dental Opens Up, Dr. Will Cranford. Will, true or false, there are a lot of people with a lot of crowns in their mouths.
You know, most adults have at least one. Some have as many as 20 in their mouth, and they're made to last a long time.
But with that being said, I'm sure there are instances where all of a sudden one may fall off.
Yeah, that's one of the kind of the simplest emergencies that we deal with at the dental office is someone's crown falls off. Often it's not a big thing, but if it happens to you, you know, first you want to kind of inspect the inside of the crown and make sure there's no bits of your tooth that have broken off with it. And then as weird as this sounds, try just popping it back on yourself. If you can get it to fit back in, you know, you can at least get us back to the chair.
So first of all, make sure nothing happens to the crown. If you can put it back in yourself, fine, but make a call to Cranford Dental, right?
Yeah, either way, if you can get it back in, that's just going to hold you temporarily. You can even take a little bit of toothpaste, and it acts like a temporary cement. But we still want to see you and get it cemented back in with kind of the strong dental cement. But especially if this happens on a weekend, it's really simple to kind of temporarily take care of it yourself. But we'll see you first thing Monday morning to get it back in permanently.
Crowns are a wonderful thing, but they're like anything else. There are instances where something could happen, and this is something that you shouldn't panic about.
No, not at all. As long as there's no pain, it's a very easy thing to fix, and your dentist can get you fixed up in about 15 minutes.
Dr. Will Cranford, thank you.
Thanks, Manny.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next edition of Cranford Dental Opens Up here on WRHI Radio. To learn more about modern dentistry, go online to cranforddental.com.